We are on Daf Chof Amid Beis. Let us start 6 lines from the bottom. Amar Rove, Mikasheli, Chokasheli. We hear a memre from Zeiri. Zeiri said a chiddush that if there was nishbara mafrekes, v'roiv bosor ima nevela. So Rava says, first we had a kasha, it is not necessary for Zeiri to tell us this. So nofen aloche, molak besakin, tame begodim abe sabliye. So we see that that Shechita doesn't help anymore. So you see it's an available. And the Gemara was matre. No, could be. It's a treife. Not like Zeiri. And Shechita doesn't help because it's apostle of Shechita, apostle of Chalode, or of Zidoyres. Omar Rava, but I kasha li ha kasha. I have a different kasha on Zeiri. If you will say that by nishvara mafrekes, v'roiv basar ima t'nevela, v'chimeisa oimei d'moilek. Let us see what Rashi says. Ikashe b'ho milse d'ziri ho kashali. Kivin da'amret nevela. Since you say it is a nevela, alma meisi. So, ziri was mechadish, if it was nishvara mafrekes imroiv basar, it's not already. Is hod the Omar Rachmane Malika Ksheira Bekotchim Ubeinon Khatiha Simonim Kidala Kamon, the Seda of Malika's Machayev to be Khaitak the Simonim, the Hi Laacha Shehi Kemesa Vishviras Hoetem Veroy Boso. That means by when Bishas the Malika, so he shaver the Etem. And it's nifsak roiv boso, so you don't have a support for the mafrekes or the boso, because roiv of the boso, that's misavev and makiv the mafrekes was nifsak. So if we will say like Zeiri, that the behemoth is dead already, lama oimet umaylik shuva simonim, so why is there a necessity to be maylik the simonim? The gather, Rava held the gather of Malika Simonim is the gather of Shechita. Now by oif, the Shechita is Ayyidei Malika. But if the Behem is dead already, so what purpose is there to be Malik the Simonim? I amrit bishloime treife ba'al mehavoi, if you'll say not like Zeiri. You'll say that nishbara mafrekes v'roi bosarim as a treife. If you'll say it's a treife, but it's still alive. Mishimochi, so then I understand, have a malika simon in malika. So the malika, a treife, ain't a chai, it won't last, it won't live for 12 months, but al kaponim, it's alive. So Memela, so then we need the Malika to take away the Chiyas, the Ayyadei Malika. I utreife, if you say it's a treife, so he goofy kasha, so how can you make Malika through Shviras HaMafrekes, so it's a treife? Utreife lekele meima, let us see the lotion of the Shidmi Kibetzes. That's how your machsha does. The afal gav, the imsho, if he would stop after the shvira samafrekes, the hinicha la'ache she'osa ba'maisa have a treife, that's 100% true. Just make a shvira samafrekes and go away, it'll be a treife. Obaheche de gomre le milse, ain't kantavis, but if he continues, and he after the shviras amafrekes, he continues his meilik the simonim, so that's the giluyakro, that this is the oifen we make malika, and it doesn't become a treife, that's a scholar samalika. Where do we see such a concept? So Rashi says, V'chein b'chol ha-sheichtim. Every Shechita Yosef the same problem. Misha nikev ha-veshit, yesh kan ma'ise treife. If a person makes a nekev in the veshit, so it's treife ready. So every sheichet is shechting a behem a treife. V'chigom ha-shechita soy, miskashche. Im lo'isho shir shir. Afal pikein, if you shecht the veshit, the mice of the behemoth becomes kosher. So that's the Seder Ashrita. If you're making Ashrita, so the Hascholas Ashrita is not matrif the behemoth. This is called one big mice Ashrita. And the same thing by Malika, the Shviras HaMafrekis is one big mice Malika. So Rabbi said, if you'll tell me not like Ziri, you'll tell me that it's a trefe, givaldik. So then I understand Malika. So the whole process is to take away the chiyas. You first are shayva the matrekis, and then you meilik the simonim. But according to Ziri, as soon as you shayva the matrekis v'roi bosarimo, so it's a dead behemah already. So what are you making malika on the simonim now? You're cutting simonim of a dead behemah. And Rava understood the malikas asimonim is b'mokim shchita. There's no union to shechta that behemoth. V'chimeisa oimed umoylech. Doho vadai oif b'chat simen. Oh, no. V'chila'ache kish... No, that's actually going to be later. Yeah. That was Rava's kasha. Omalei Abaye, we have a more de kelam de shemach like to say between Abaye and Rava. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye said, you chapter with Ziri. You have a kasha. Ziri was mechadish that shviras hamafrekes im reibos ima is a meisa. Oh, so you mehapach elomis. No, how can you make malika? It's a meisa. Fine. Let me ask you a different kasha. Forget about Ziri. Good, you're right. Ziri is wrong. After the matrekis is nishmar is a treife. You're right. But let me ask you a kasha. Let me ask you, betik shaloch, let me ask you a kasha. Oiles ha'oi the boy shnei simonim. The din is, there's a difference between oiles ha'oi and chatas ha'oi. Chatas ha'oi you're moilik one simon. Oiles ha'oi you're moilik two simon. That's the difference. V'chimeisa oimed o'moylek. So let me ask you, the second simon that is moylek, is that already after the first simon? So what's pshat in the malik of the second simon by an oilas oif? So let us see what Rashi says. V'chimeisa v'tik shaloch, let's see Rashi. Oilas oif, damrin elekamon b'shmaitin, the boy b'simonim. The Gemara say, lady, you need two simonim. V'chimeisa oimed o'moylek. Do vadai oif b'chat simen meisa v'amai ma'akev shein. Now, the Marsha says over here, this is a very difficult Rashi. Rashi says, by one simen, it's a meisa. Where did Rashi see by one simen is a meisa? We heard in the beginning of the Masechta, a mafacheses. After Shechita, Mafacheses is chay l'chol dvoreo. After Shechita, you're allowed to eat it, but it's a chay l'chol dvoreo. Where did Rashi see? After one simen, it's dead already. So the Masha says, Rashi means, we're going, but if you have Shviras HaMafrekes, V'roi Posarima, and you cut one simen, then less man the poly. So Abai is asking Akasha to Rabbi, he's asking Akasha, good, you hold Shviras HaMafrekes, V'roi Posarima, as a traitor, fine. But Shviras HaMafrekes, V'roi Posarima, and one simen, you made it, it's amazing. But you made it. So why by an Oile Sohif, you have to, what's Pshat in the Malika of the second simen? Dead already. So what is Pshat? So what is Abaye saying? So I saw the Magi and the Rashba, and I see the Otsko brings down the Svaras. So I say, Amuridike, Lomdashemach Loikis between Abaye and Rav. Abaye said, so what's Hakib Pshat? It's a good Haaretz. That's what Pshat the second Siman. So he says there's two dinim in Malikah. There's one din in Malikah that is a shchita dikadin. That's right. Malikah by oif is like a shchita. By an oilis oif, you make shviras mafrekes oibos ima, you meilik one simen, you shechte that simen, it's dead now. Now it's dead. What's the pshat in the Malikah of the second simen? It's avoidus hakom. This is an avoidus of Malikah. I mean, there's a lot of avoidus by Kabbalah, this Rika, this actor. Avoidus have to be dafke when everything has to be done when it's alive. Your whole problem was because Malika is a shchita dikadin. I agree with you. But there's another facet in Malika. Malika is another din. There's another component that Malika is. There's avoidus hakom. After it's dead, there's an avoid of Malika in the second simon. But you have to say this because else, what's pshat? So Memele, so since we have to be noches to this Yisod, that there's a concept of avoidus hakol b'na yedei Malika, so Memele, so you're asking me according to Ziri, how does it work? Ziri, it is that after Shviris Amafrekis. I'll tell you, according to Ziri, if we're noches, that there's two components in Malika, there's a shchita dikedin, and then there's avoidus hakol, there's two dinim in Malika. So according to Ziri, the Shchita is with the Mafrekes and Reibosa. That takes out the Chiyus. So the Chiyus is taken out to the Malikas HaMafrekes Reibosa. And the Malikas HaSimonim is Avoidus HaMalikas. You have to be made to this by Neilus HaNoif, by the second Simon, that is a new concept of Avoidus HaMalikas. There's Avoidus HaMalikas that is not Mishum left is the Shchita, because Shchita is taking away Chiyus. After the first Simon, there's no Chiyus anymore. So Al-Kochen is Avoidus HaMalika, even though it's dead already. So Memele, so just like you understand by every Oilus Oif, there's such a concept of Avoidus HaMalika, so Memele, you're asking Akasha and Ziri, after Shviras HaMavrekes, why do you chaytach Simonim? Of Avoidus HaMalika. Such an avoida of Malika, Malika's Hasimonim. Not Mishum Lesser the Shchita. The Shchita is when you shave the Mafrekis with Malika. That's the Shchita of the Yoy. And then there's Avoidus HaMalika. That was Abayis Taina Torobet. I mean, you can't chapel with Ziri. You yourself have to be made that there are two dinim in Malika. The most chapel is to Ziri. Omalei, so Rav was also a very big lambda. So he says, you stelt zu, oile sa'if. I hear your kasha, but not your teretz. Your teretz is the wrong teretz. Omalei, hosam kidei mit lakayim bo mitzvahs havdola. Now what? But there's a din by achatos sa'if, you shech one simen. V'lo yavdol. We learn out from a posik, Molach v'hikter, we're masmich the Malikah haktorah, that you have to, just like by haktorah, we learn out there's two haktorahs. First you're makta the roish, and then you're makta the guf. Two separate haktorahs. So we learn out, so just like Bishas haktorah, the roish is muvdol from the guf. So Bishas, Al-Yedei HaMalika, also the Reish has to be moved from the Guf. So there's a din, by an Oilus Oif, there's a din, not Avoidus HaMalika, don't tell me, there's no such Avoid of Malika, but there's a din that you have to be Mavdal, the Reish from the Guf, Al-Yedei HaMalika. You have to be Mavdal, that's a din. After you shechted it already, the Malika, Simen Hasheni is mitzad lesser da havdola, not mitzad lesser da avoide. You have to be magdol now, the roish from the goof, you have to sever the second simen. But I'm asking a different kasha. I'm asking a kasha that by achatas oif, you were shaved with a mafrekes, so what are you doing now being meilik one simen? What is this? This is no pshat whatsoever. It's dead already, and by achatas oif, so what are you doing? I'm asking a different kasha. You wanted to prove from Oilus Oif this absurd concept of Avodas Amalika. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. Malika is Gematria Shchita Boiv. That's actually. But here, that would be Mavdol, the second Simen. That's true. You have to be Mavdol, the second Simen, not out the letter, the Shchita Shaboy, but you have to be Mavdol. Al Yitzei Umolak Behichter. You have to be, just like by Haktore, the Roish is Mavdol from the Guf, so the Malik also has to be Mavdol, the Roish from the Guf. That's why you cut the second Simen. That's why you Malik the second Simen. So that's by Eilus Oif. I have no problems with Eilus Oif, but with Zira you have a tremendous amount of problems. That was Rav's Taurus. Let us see Rashi. Hosam lav mishum malikahu. There, it's not pshat. You're making malika. There's an avodas hamalika. Lekayim mitzvahs havdola. Kidi afina lekama mishmaitin. Mivamolak vehikter. Ma haktore, just like by haktore, harosh ba'atmoy. There's a bazundar haktore sarosh. Ba'guf ba'atmoy. We'll see Rashi later. It says twice vehikter because there's two different ma'isa haktores. Ach malike, harosh ba'atzmoy, ba'guf ba'atzmoy. So here you have to go and be mavdol. This, you might like the second simon out to be mavdol, the rosh from the guf. So Abaye asked Rav, oh, there's a new mitzvah of Avdola, you're telling me. There's a new mitzvah, you have to be mavdol. I hochi oir nami. So you have to be mavdol the rosh from the guf, b'shas malika, so you should have to cut the oir, it's still attached. Afilu, you're meilech, the machrekes, and shnei samonim, it's still attached to the bottom, by the tzavo. So, there's a mitzvah havdola now, so go further. Be meilech to oir. So, Rav answered, no, that's no kash. Kol ha-ma'akev b'shchite ma'akev b'havdole. The mitzvah havdole is, in that what needs shchite, so that you have to be mavdol. The dvorim and the shchotim have to be mavdole. V'chol she'ene ma'akev b'shchite, ene ma'akev b'havdole. But if it doesn't need shchite, it doesn't need havdole. So to understand this Gemara, there's a Rashi later. Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, there's Rashi, Malikas Oilus Oif Haroish Ba'atzmoy, Rashi that's Chavala from the base. Ba'filu, behind the shnaim, so you have to cut both the money. Rashi says, "Vafilu mechuber ba'er," even though it's still attached. Havdola cheshive, it's still called its mufdo. Kedamor and lael, the Gemara says before this is our Gemara. The v'molak kosav rachmone. It says umolak behikter. So we're makish melika to aktore. Hach havdola. This havdola that we learn out has to be a yedei malike. Umalike kishchite. Malike is equivalent to shchite. V'chol she yeshnoi b'shchite, yeshnoi b'avdola. V'oir she einoi b'shchite, she niskeres boi b'avdola nam hiloi ma'ake. So Rashi tells us a yesod, and this is pshat in our Gemara now, that lemaise, you need the dvorim hatzrichim limolek, which in other words is the simonim, they have to be mavdolim. Learn out umolak vehikta, so whatever needs shchita needs to be mavdolim. The dvorim that needs shchita. So mamele, both simonim are dvorim that needs shchita, so they have to be mavdolim. Frag de Gemore, wo mir Simonim la Rabbonon, loi ma'akvi beschritte, ma'akvi bavdole, ala eime kosche jeschne beschritte, jeschne bavdole, wo kosche einoi beschritte, einoi bavdole. We're gonna have soon a machloikes, Rabbi Lazar Barab Shimon and the Rabbonon, by an oilus ha'oif, that you have to be mavdol, ayidei the malikas shnei simonim, how much do you have to be mavdol? Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon says, you have to be mavdol roiv of both simonim. You have to be mavdol roiv of the simonim, that is ma'akev, that you have to be mavdol roiv of both simonim. So Rav is saying, so, okay, the second simon, you have to be mavdol, results avdole. It says, umolak vehikter, you have to make a maise malika, a maise shchita on the simonim, in order to be mavdol. So memele, so that's why you have to be, but it's mishum lesser the avdole. So even though you were malik one simon, and it's dead already, you have to be malik the other simon to be mavdol. But the Gemara is the kasha, the Rabbanon hold, but you have to be ma'ilik the whole simen. Now, the whole simen, like this we have in Abrubai Kekuloi. So if the gather of Havdalah is on the Dvorim Hama'akvim Beshchite, so why do you have to be ma'ilik the whole simen? Not why you have to be ma'ilik the whole simen? So therefore the Gemara says we have to phrase the klal a little differently. Not something that is ma'akiv de shchite, you have to make mitzvahs havdolah. No, something that's shayach boy shchite. And there's a mitzvah lechatchila to make shchite on this, and that is a mitzvah havdolah. So memele, so Rabbi is back with his time. Rabbi said, And Ziri, I have a merdike kashe. I don't understand, Bechlau, if after the Shviras HaMafrekes, Vareibos, or Imai, what pshat, and you're making that, you're being meilik the simonim. It's a mace already. Yabayish diktoire, there's a aboidis hamalikim, lavmishim lesser the shrita, he didn't want to buy that at all. So Abayir asked him, so what pshat, and my malikis oif at the second simon is dead already? He says the malika of the second simon is, we learn out that you have to make a ma'aser shchita to be mavdol. The second simon is done to be mavdol, and you have to make a ma'aser, and something that is a mitzvah lechatchila by shchita to be malik the whole thing, so that now there's a mitzvah avdolah to sever it, to be mavdol the roish from the goof. Let us see Rashi. If you say there's a new din of Havdolah, so Shim Havdol the year also, Lavdol the Yachtech Kolarosh, Alom Etanya Lekamon Shnayim LeRabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, you have to be Meilek both Simon. The Roish Shnayim LeBalosa B'Rab Shimon, Avol Eir Lekel LeMandiyom. No one said you have to be Mavdol the year. According to you, there's a new din of Abdullah. So he said, no, the mitzvahs Abdullah, we learn how umolak vehikter. So the mitzvahs Abdullah has to be in what a maise shchita is done with. That's why it says umolak, which is a maise shchita. Kol amakim b'shchita, er, ein amakim b'shchita. Shilo kaidim shchita nitlo kol er kshayra. Havol simonim shchita tolu bu rachmona. The Rishash stops over here. And this we'll use later. So the Gemara asked, "Vamiyot simonim laRabbonon the pligi lekamen b'shmaitna the Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon va'omri the leitizki v'roiv shnayim aken goma kulam va'av agav the loy ma'akvi b'shrita." You said if the criteria is you have to be mavdol the dvorim ma'akvim b'shrita after roiv simon it's not ma'akvim b'shrita. So the Gemara says, Kol sheyeshnei b'shchita. Now comes the next Rashi according to Rishash. Ulechatchila kulavoy. Lechatchila you have to the mitzvah to be meilik the whole simen. It's not lekamam b'shoiket. Hilkach Rabbi Abdullah Makri. So meil something that there's a mitzvah lechatchila lishchay, then that applies mitzvah Abdullah. Bekitza Rove had a kasha on Ziri. And the kasha as yet was not answered. Rabbi the kasha and Ziri, if you say that roiv mafrekes ubosar imo, If you want my nishba my prakas, v'roi basar ima, if you'll tell me that it's a mesa, so what's pshat in the malikas asamana? So let's go further to the Gemara. Mikol mokeim kasha. So the Gemara says, so it's so shmer, so Rove has a good kasha. Oma Rove, ima, v'chein hu oise, choytech shedra umafrekes v'loi roi v'bosa. So Rove said, the kasha doesn't begin. When you make malike, the whole ziri, that ziri said, that it dies after shviras hamafrekes, that if roi v'bosa ima was nifsak, the bosa that surrounding the mafrekes was also nifsak. So that means like this. After the mafrekes is severed, if the bosa would be intact, so the bosa holds together the mafrekes and it doesn't die. It's like a cast. It's holding together the mafrekes. That's why Ziri said, there's two conditions to make it a mesa. Nishbar mafrekes, v'roi bosa rima, that means the bosa that is makiv the mafrekes was also nifsak. So memele, so there's nothing holding it together. So then it's a mesa. That was Zirish Tiktaya. So Rabbi said, so I'll tell you, mitzvahs malike is you don't have to be mafsik roi bosarimo. You go down with your fingernail, you go down to the mafrekes. It's still intact with the bosar. You shave the mafrekes. Now, but you have the bosar that's holding the mafrekes together. So the behemoth, perhaps it's a traitor, but that's irrelevant because he's going, now he's making him in game with the malik, it's a lie. And then you might like to summon him. So, no problem. So, my kasha was only that I assumed that when you make malika, the malika process is mroiv bosar im shviras hamafrekes. So then I have a kasha, so Ziri said, so it's better already, after the roi bosarimo, the shviras hamafrekes, so it's that. So the teretz is, when you make malika, there's no roi bosar, there's only a miyat bosar, you go down, so you still have the bosar, which is holding together the mafrekes, and you go down, so the middle of the behem is still alive, the doif is still alive, and then you chaytach the simonim. That's what Rava said. Without roi bosa. You don't make roi bosa. So maybe it's Shalom HaYisrael. So now the Gemara relates a Maisa. When Rab Zeire came up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechei l'Rab Ami, the Yosef v'koma lo l'hoshmaita. Rab Ami was saying over Ashtik Teire from Ziri. Ziri Ashtik Teire. That nishbara mafrekes v'roi bosarimo zameise. Omalei, so Rab Zeire asked him, v'chimeisa oimed omoylek, so yes, in same kasha Rabbe asked, so Rab Zeire asked, Rab Ami says, if it's dead, so how do you make malikas asimonim, it's dead already. Ishtoimim kishochoda. Ooh, wow. This kasha, he didn't know what to answer. He was quiet. His mind was thinking, what's the teretz? I've heard of their good. What's the teretz? So he was quiet. He started to talk, what's the teretz? Omalei, eime kachu oisem, chaytach shedra omafrekes beloi roi boso. This teretz, what Rove said on the kashe, Ravami said the same teretz to Reb Zeir. Tanya nami hochi, and now we'll see something. Now the most, it's a baraisa. This teretz that the Meiroim said, it's enough in the Baraisa, that the Seder of Malika is without Roi Bosa. It's without Roi Bosa. Tanya Nami Yochi. We learned that Baraisa, Keitzad Mulkin Chatas Oiv. How do you make Malika and a Chatas Oiv? Choyteir Shedra Umafrekes Beloi Roi Bosa. You're Choyteir the Shedra Umafrekes Beloi Roi Bosa. Till you come to one with the chatas, if you may look once a minute. Chaytach simen echad ay rubay. And then, v'roiv basar imoy. Now, something very interesting. Now, what do you do? How do you make malika? We have your guidelines how to make malika on the chata side. You shayve the machrekes. You chaytach one simen. And then, you go up in your poisek roiv basar. So, the Rosh Yosef says, where do you get this roiv basar? It could be a salach l'moshe mesina. It could be this limit from a basar. So Amir Dikazach, we see that the Zicha was a din of Chaytach Reiv Bosa by Malikis Hoi. The Zicha such a din, the whole shakla of Atai is, when do you do it? But you see, the Zicha do it, they know how you make Malika. By Malika you need Chatichas Reiv Bosa. So they understood you make the Chitach Reiv Bosa before you shave the mafrekes, the roi poser is not makif anymore the shedre, and the roi poser is not makif anymore the shedre. So they had a problem. So we have roi poser and shviras hamafrekes. So the fame is there already. That was their guy. But they knew that by maliki you have to be mafsik roi poser. So they answered, no, you're right, you have to be mafsik roi basar. That's after the malikas hasimonim. And that we found the baraisa. That's what the baraisa says. The baraisa says explicitly, clearly, how do you make malika? You make malika, keitzad molken chata soif, choytech shedra umafrekes beloi roi basar. And then you go back in your chaytach reiv basar. So the reiv basar comes after the malikas hasimen. So b'meila, so that was the teretz of Rava, that was the teretz of Rabami. So shalom al Yisrael. So we have no kasha and ziri. Is Porsche, that's the sugya. Let's see, Rashi. Mikol makim kasha chimeisa oimed amoylik. That was the kasha of Rav. So Rav answered, "Beloy roiv roichev abosso shel mafrekes." The whole area, the roichev abosso that makiv the mafrekes. The kati la meisi doziri mafrekes veroiv abosso kama. Lohash maite the ziri. Rabbi told him this maite of ziri. Omalei. Oil and Pesach. Choshu, kol malikas, damar achmona, the boy, lachtech simona, vichy meisa, oi me do moilek, eshtoy meim, shosach, he got quiet. Boy, mechashev mayani, he was thinking, what in the Samarika kashe. Vechatos, ho oif ksiv, velo yavdil, ka bishmiis akil bevayikro, se bishom akilolo, Hilkach b'chad simen tzagi d'oifach sherei b'simenech roi bosar imoi l'acher malikas ha-simen. Now let's go back to the baraisa. We stopped in the middle of the baraisa. Let's go back to the baraisa. Let's start the Lashna baraisa. Tanya mochi ketzit milken chad tasev chaytach shedra umafrekes b'loi roi bosar.
Be moilik the whole two simon. Ikra b'lezer b'Rav Shimon ha'oma roiv shnayim. So what pshat shnayim roiv shnayim? Amos, he said, that's pshat in the baraisa. Shnayim l'rabbanon, roiv shnayim l'rabbelezer b'Rav Shimon. That means that was the baraisa. The baraisa didn't want to go into this machlokes. The baraisa said, how you make malika by an oil or so? According to Rabbanim, it's 9. According to Rabbi Lazar Shimon, it's 5.
V'yboyisayimo, or else I'll tell you another terez. Ha-va-ha, Rabbeloza, Rab Shimon. Both cases are going according, Shnayim and Roiv Shnayim are going according to Rabbeloza, Rab Shimon. U'may Shnayim, Shedoymim, Lishnayim. So Amir the Kipshat, the Gemara says as follows, according to Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon, by an oiler sa'oif, you have to be meilik roif shnayim. Now, roif shnayim means, if you have a mashahu more than half, that's called roif shnayim. L'chatchile, you need a roif hanire leinayim. So that you can see. So Mamil, that's the lashon shnayim, that means you can see already it's shnayim, because it's a roif hanire leinayim. Or roiv shnayim, if it's not nireh leinayim, but if that's a mitzroiv of the simin, those nimlach, that's also good. Zot Rashi. It's a gemara has the boy, the boy Abdullah, kiddo lekamon, shnayim er roiv shnayim, plus to the blessed of Shem, rabbonu lekamon bishmaitin. Ha'oma roiv shnayim davke, v'lo yoisek tuktoni lekamon, v'beinen shi yoichis v'roi shebeguf kshu mazeh, it's still attached, שדוימים לשנם, תתחיל בין שיחטף רויב להגיה, שיניראה לעיניים שהוא רויב, אוי רויב שניים. אוי רויב שניים אפילו רויב מצומצם. פיין. זאת תגמור הביתה. אמא רב יהודה אמא שמול. Now, רב יהודה אמא שמול is speaking about a person. נשברו מפרקס ורויב בוסר אימו מטעמה באויל. But if you had a person that was נשברו מפרקס ורויב בוסר אימו, it's מטעמה באויל. ואם תוימה פרקת גמורה אויסי מייסה דאילי מפרקס בלוי רויב בוסר הווה, it says, we'll bring down a posting, there was a מייסה by אילי, when אילי heard that somebody like a posting over there, they came and they told Eli that the Eden went to Muhammad. They ran away, and a lot of the Eden were killed, and his two sons were killed. And then they told him that the Oren was captured. And he heard, "Vayehi kaskiroi es ha'orin alekim." Everything he could be sable. And he heard that the Oren was captured. Ayipel malakise yacheranis b'yad ha'shava tishavei mach. That psure, he couldn't be saved, and he fell back, and he died. So if you'll say that there it sees, so you have to learn the Navi, Atishova Mafraktoi Vayomos. It doesn't say that Brave Bosa was Nifsak. It says before May that the mafrek is broke. That's it. And the yomos, and he died. So you see from the posik that you need, you don't need the way Rabbi Yehuda Moshmul said, that they need nishbara mafrek is for a bosser ima metama boyo. That fakert nishbara mafrek is alone is enough. Look, the Gemara, so let's go back. In time, I say, "Maise daily, my frekes blei brosa boy, zikna shani." Azokin has different guidelines. By Azokin, if he was Azokin, shviras my frekes already he'll die. And that's how you learn shat and posik. But the shover my frak tayvayom oski zokin oish. That's how you learn a posik in nach. Because so the posik is telling us he's a lochit. Why did he die with Shviras Mafrekes? Shviras Mafrekes is not enough, but by Azokin it is enough. That's how you learn a posik. Zot Rashi, Nishbara Mafrekes Ba'odo, so it's Metama Boyo, Vim Toima Ha'eli Mafrekes B'loi Roi Posahave, V'kori Loi Meis V'atishova Mafraktei V'ayomos, Metama Boyo V'afilu Mafaches, that's the Chiddush. Oh, this is going. No, this is going later. Now, Rabbi Yankev, I saw Nemes Liyakev Yesakashe. So we learned this Gemara. This sounds very familiar. Mein Ziri said this already, that Nishbara Mafrakta im Roy Bosor is Mesa. That's what he said. Veila. Now, Oma Avira Meshbu, Nishbara Mafrakta im Roy Bosor im Tama Boyo. I mean, it's, you get together, you're saying the same thing. He's talking about a Bahim, he's talking about another, but, I mean, it's the same thing, so why is it two different members, as if it's Rabbi Yankov? Rabbi Yankov has two Mahalchim. One Mahalach, he says, and with this we'll understand Arashi further, he says, the components that bring about Misa is not the same by every Nivra. We have a concept here in the beginning of Baba Kama, Odom Mislei Maslei. It's, an Odom has more going for him that he should remain alive. So Memele, that what Ziri said, that by a Behemah, Nishbara Mafrakta V'Roi Bosar Ima is dead, that's by a Behemah. Lahavdol cat has nine lives, but an Odom I would think is an Odom, he's still alive, even though that's one Mahalach he wants to say. When he wants, that's one Mahalach, later we'll see from Rashi, it seems like that. Then he wants to say another Mahalach, which is Moiridik Mechudishtik, he wants to say that, he says, in the Pashas, the Gemara is like this, there's Tumas Oil. So he says, Moiridik Mechudishtik, that means, in fact, we know there's Tumas Meis and there's Tumas Tumas Maga Meis and Tumas Oil. Not everything that's Metama B'Maga is Metama B'Oil. That means there's certain things in Metama, and that's in Kisair is Metama B'Maga, not Metama B'Oil. You need the Revat Tumas. They're different. In Hilchis, Tumas Meis is Tumas Maga and Tumas Oil. By Tumas Oil, you need more than Tumas. We see such things. You need by Tumas Oil. Etzem Kisair is Metama B'Maga B'Mas. It's not Metama B'Oil. Fine. So he says, but that we see. So he says, and this I think is a Medrash Chiddush. Here we're talking about this Madreges of death also. There's a death that's Metama B'Maga, Metama B'Mas. But there's still some Chiyas there. For Tumas Maga, that's called dead already. For Tumas Oihel, I would think you need a bigger darge of death. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. That's Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said that Nishbara Mavrekis Metame Ba'oil is Metame Ba'oil. That's what he wants to say. He wants to be mitzadid such a. But it's a bit of modnetake because the Gemara asks Akashe, you don't even need that. I mean, if there's Dargis and Misa, so it could be Eli was Mace, without the Reifosa, but could be, would be Metama Boyle. We said that Eli was Metama Boyle. I mean, if we will be Noches that there's Chilukim in Misa Lekabi Oyel and Misa Lekabi Mage, so what's the Kasha? And he said, Psachidish, no, that the Al Kaponim, this is a Misa Lekabi Oyel. I mean, Vaisen, I don't know. Al Kaponim, these are the two Mahalchim. Zog to Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Shmuel Ban Achmeini, Omar Rab Yoichanim. Koroi Kedag Metamei Boyel. Now we're saying, Simone Misa, what is called dead? Korei kedag metame boil. You have a person. We're talking about a person. A person never was cut like you open up a fish. You open up a fish from the belly. You open it up, you slice it up. So you made a vertical cut. So memeilo amar shmu ba yitzak migavo. Here we're talking about he made it from the back. If he made a slit, he cut the whole, he opened it up from the back. So that's cool, he's dead already. Migaboy, Korei, Kedag. Yeah, Migaboy. Let us see what Rashi says. Metami boy, Bafil Mafachesis. Philo was jumping around, but it's anyway. Omar Shmuel, Gistera Nevela. So what does Rashi say? Osa Gistera Nevela.